Ibrahim Mustafa is a highly sought after figure in the world of public speaking, with over 30 books and years of experience as a coach, keynote speaker, and author. He has established a reputation for delivering dynamic and engaging presentations. This, combined with his work with prestigious organizations such as Astana Expo, World Economic Forum, and Google, has earned him a place among the most respected names in the industry. However, Ibrahim's impact extends far beyond the world of public speaking. He is also a philanthropist at heart, actively supporting numerous charitable projects and working tirelessly to make a positive impact in the world. Whether you're looking for an inspiring keynote speaker, a skilled public speaking coach, or an expert in the firm, Ibrahim Mustafa is the perfect choice. Don't miss the opportunity to book him for your next event and discover the difference for yourself. With his expertise and passion for public speaking, Ibrahim is sure to make a lasting impact on your audience and make you a great speaker. Right, welcome to the I Am Talkcast. My name is Ibrahim Mustafa and I'm your host for today. This is your number one inspirational talkcast that will inspire you. I bring great people who have the expertise, experience to inspire you with their words, to let you know that whatever you do, wherever you are, is possible for you. And today, we are fortunate to have one of the greatest speakers, and he's a trainer to TEDx speakers, and he coaches a lot of people to also become or to mount the TEDx stage. You know, when we talk about speaking, storytelling without TEDx, then I don't think you'll learn more. So today we have in our midst someone who has great strides, has founded a lot of companies. One of them is a Silicon Valley Inspirational Talks, which he will talk about. XO1, my school of talk, where he teaches people or coaches people how to speak on the tech stage. And we also have Innovation Agency, all founded by one person. Today, I am humbled and happy to introduce our one and only Nikki. Nikki, welcome to the I Am Talkcast.
Thank you so much for this wonderful introduction. It's not getting any better. I think I should leave right now. I'm not that far high.
Great. Thank you very much for honoring this. And my team don't take it lightly at all. And thank you all for inspiring the world, giving opportunities to young people by just doing what you do. You're inspiring people. So talk to us a little about what you do and bring all together so that we kickstart.
So I think people have a lot of questions about the future. Yes. And there is one part of people who want to understand what will the world look like in 6 years and how I'm going to survive this next 6 months. And then there's another group of people who have these ideas, but maybe sometimes they're having a hard time articulating these visions and these ideas to the people. And I try to bring both together and help also both being articulate with communicating their idea and on the other end, understanding what's going on. And that's what I've been doing in the past 13 years.
Wow, that's wonderful. So you have different organizations. You founded different organizations to, I think, deal with different sectors. But I can see at the end, they all is like, it's just to inspire, to let people know that, to change their mindset, to let them believe in themselves. Maybe can you talk to us a little about the Silicon Valley Inspirational Talks?
Happy to. I think in general, because you mentioned it, I founded so many organizations, which sounds very bold. I think, again, there are two kinds of people. One are builders and the other one are keepers. And the builders are miserable keepers. So they're here to create something. But once it's established, they have to pull themselves away from the narrative because they would be terrible in maintaining it. And others are really good at maintaining it. They're maybe not so excited in starting one company after the other. But once they're in an organization, they know really well how to keep that organization on a successful high level. So I'm probably more of a builder than a keeper. In San Francisco, I started this program in 2012 from a personal experience where a friend introduced me to five people. And the beautiful thing, so I'm European, and when you're in Europe with an idea, people will give you five reasons why you might probably fail. Right. And then there are good reasons so you don't even start. But when you're in San Francisco and you have an idea, people will connect you with five people you should have a conversation with to get smarter in that space. And that's exactly what happened to me. I had this idea of the innovation agency. A friend of mine connected me with five people in San Francisco. Each of these five people connected me with more. At the end of the week, I had 20 conversations and I felt really pumped. And I felt like, hey, this is what I need to do for people. And that's where I started curating this program. I take 10 people in a group, not bigger groups, because I always want to keep the whole thing in one conversation. I think when you're more than 10 people, you can't keep it on one conversation. So it's more than one conversation. So 10 people in the group, and we're going to meet 4 to 5 people in San Francisco or in Silicon Valley every day. People working in the same industry or people working on technology that might probably impact that industry. I want to create a dent on their universe. I want them to go home after this week and make different decisions. So I'm really passionate. That's why I decided I want to set that bar so high that I want to be known as the guy who's changes the life of 10 people every week.
And great.
Yeah, the tour website.
Wow. So you can see this. I'm just exploring the website and it's just pure inspiration. So go onto the website if you want to learn more about this. You get some of the testimonials, conference on wheels, the values, and all that great things that are happening here. So get in touch, and we'll move on from there. So the next question is that eventually we'll talk about how people can get in touch with you at a later part of this presentation, where they can be part of this change. And also, I think that a lot of organizations will also love to do this in terms of, so if you have an organization you are running and you have a staff of maybe 10 or 20, sometimes giving them this value, letting them even tour different companies, I think will be a great fit. So you can reach out to the Silicon Inspirational Tours and you will strike a deal whereby you bring your staff, and it's beautiful when you go there like a group. It makes your team formidable. It even gives you clarity of vision in your organization. So reach out to them, and I think they will sort you out. And I don't think it's only even on Silicon Valley. If you want to do Dubai, if you want to do Europe, and you have a group of 10 or 20, this can be considered based on the fact that even in Europe, I know of what you do. The organization that came to Accra to do the SOS program, vast grid of networks. And I'm speaking from facts that Nikki, he's a man of networks, and he will be able to network you to that. Now let's talk about why all this. How did it start? What is the inspiration? Apart from the fact that you said you met someone who kind of connected you to five people and stuff. I knew that before that, you're already doing great things. What informed all this?
So thank you for bringing this up. And I think this is a great question. I think that also you mentioned TED and TEDx before. And TED, when you go back in time to the 1990s, before TED was known, people went to conferences because it was less miserable than being at the office. It was not something that you really enjoy. And then TED came onto the stage literally and made going to conferences and speaking at a conference sexy again, or not even again. It started making it attractive to learn at a conference, to speak at a conference. Yeah. And the TED started in 1984. It's been around for a while. And in 2009, TED went on the next level and introduced the franchise format TEDx, where you can apply for a license and do your TED-like event in your own communities. What TED did with this idea, with this promise of ideas were spreading, they accelerated innovation. Yeah. You have to imagine there are 10 TEDx events on average every day in the world. So that's about 4,000 licenses at their peak. And during the lockdowns, they dropped a little, but it's still, there's a huge amount of information and ideas shared with the world. They have about 7 billion views on their YouTube videos. A lot of people watch ideas. Now you see 7 billion times someone is ingesting an idea of someone else.
Yeah.
When you hear so much about ideas, you want to have your own idea. So basically, sharing ideas sparked ideas. So now we had this exponential acceleration of sharing ideas and having ideas, and everything went faster and faster and faster. The problem with exponential change is that always nothing happens until everything is happening. And when you're in this process where the doubling pattern are doubling, but on the bottom of that hockey shift curve, it feels exciting. But when you hit the knee, it goes out of control. And I think right now we need to slow down. Right now we need to allow ourselves time to say, hey, can I think about this? Or can you say it again? Can you repeat this? Or, well, here is a thought that I have. What do you think about this?
Yeah.
And this is not happening on a conference, because you just sit there in the audience, you're muted, right? You just listen, make your notes, and then you have 15 speakers a day, which is a lot of information to process. And then you go home. And the day after the conference is, of course, exactly like the day before the conference, because your brain is the brain is the slowest changing organ in the body. It always, like, there's this called rubber band effect. It always bounces back to where it was before when it gets overwhelmed with information.
Yeah.
So I think right now we need to slow down. Right now we need to take ourselves time. And this is how I decided that these conference on wheels, as I call them today, what started as Silicon Valley Inspiration Tours, is all about. In a whole week, we meet the same amount of people that you would meet on a single day at a TEDx event. But we don't meet them for 18 minutes. We meet them for an hour. And we listen to their talk, but then we talk about this. And then as a group, we talk about it. And at the end of the week, all of these meetings, they're ingrained. You understand what they were about. You understand what that means for you. And you make different choices because it gives you time to process and digest and intake. And I think this is really important.
Wow. Wow. And that is actually important. I've seen that you have a background in communication. And also now, all that you do now also seems to look at technology the question I want to ask is, monitoring some of the things that you do on social media, especially on LinkedIn, I monitor that a lot. And what is the connection? What do you see that now that we have things like AI, now that the Internet of Things, like, it's like the pace, how do we catch up?
So first of all, I think it's important to understand that technology will not solve any problem. And technology is not inspiring. The moment you understand technology, so Silicon Valley operates 5 years ahead of technology, which basically means everything that you can buy today, it has been developed 5 years ago, and they're already working on something that we're going to buy in 5 years today.
Yeah.
So let's take this iPhone 15 that's been launched in September. You buy it in September, but it's 5 years old technology. It takes you a year to deploy your own technology. After a year, you're launching something that's new for you, but it's actually 6 years old.
Right.
So you have to step away from believing that technology is inspiring. This is just the means. Cars are not inspiring, but when it takes you to another place and you can do things in another place, that might turn into something that has an impact. Right. So where everything is coming together is communication. Because if you have a great idea and you're not able to articulate it in a way that people get excited to learn more about it, it is the exact same as if you wouldn't have an idea in the first place.
Yeah.
Right? If I have big thoughts and they don't get out of my head in your head, it's like if I don't have big thoughts, right? No one knows. So it's not happening. So communication is where it comes together. And communication is everything we're doing. Communication, like, this is a podcast recording. There are some people watching this. But when we're just having a conversation, my audience is one, but it's the exact same thing.
Yeah.
And if the audience is one or 5,000, it's the same thing. I have something here. I want to bring it in a way across that you at least understand what my thoughts are. So you make your own choices.
Right.
But if it doesn't even make sense to you, if you don't know where I'm going, it's as if it hadn't happened. So that's where it all comes together. Yes, my background is advertising and communication, which was an exciting job in the past. because you work with CEOs, it was their agenda, it was important for them. And the, I think the whole industry turned a little self-complacent. That might have changed. I don't know. I'm not in advertising for almost 10 years now, and every industry is evolving. But it's communications, right? There is this product, and you want people to buy this pen, right? So you have to talk about how you make beautiful, write beautiful letters with this pen and make people want to write beautiful letters, so they need the pen. It's the same thing. Here is artificial intelligence, right? There is this huge launch of from OpenAI last November. Now everyone understands what AI can do for you. Everyone is tinkering around. We're in sandbox. It's out there. You need to know, okay, what next? Because all these surfaces that we see are distraction, right? DALL-E, DID, Midjourney, ChatGPT, that's beautiful entertainment, but right now it's just a distraction. What's behind that? What comes next? You need to be able to understand where we are today to make decisions for tomorrow. So that's where it comes together.
Great. The business therapist. So now, if you are listening, if you are watching, if you are listening, you may not be able to see this, but if you are watching this, you see that when you go onto LinkedIn, Nikki Skinny, super connector, exponentialist, creator of inspiration tours. So that's his LinkedIn profile for you. And once you connect with him on LinkedIn, I think everything will be sorted. So maybe talk about a little about how they can connect with you and some of the things that you are doing that they can be interested in and getting specifically to you to get solved.
So if you're interested in understanding what all of what's happening right now in technology and means for you,
yeah,
I think I can help you. If you want to have a business safari through Apple and Facebook and Google and count micro kitchens and look at the fancy get your shit done posters on the walls and all these kinds of surface crap, I don't think that I'm the right person. I don't think that this is very beneficial for you. Yeah. So it's not about consuming all that's out there. I'm not the right person to help you consume what's out there. Yeah. But I think I'm the right person to help you understand what does this actually mean for me and what decisions should I make to be successful or just stay sane, right? With this insanity of innovation and change and everything's being in question. It's also a topic of staying sane, being exposed to all these changes. That's where I can help you. You can see that Nikki Skeen or S-K-E-N-E is my last name. All the socials are all under Nikki Skeen. And it's also, there's also a webpage, nikkiskeen.com. And you mentioned the inspiration tours. It's on conferenceonwheels.com. And the ISUY is where everything comes together. But find me at Nikki Skeen and we'll take it from there.
Great. What was your first, like the first time you stepped on the TEDx stage? How was the feeling?
It was interesting because I was not a speaker. I was not a host. I was not a speaker coach. I was not an event organizer. I was not experienced in working with conferences. I was only passionate about TED. And I was at TED and they said, here is TEDx and you can apply for a license. And I thought, hey, great, I'm gonna apply for a license. And then TED said, you have to speaker coach your speakers. And then I said, sure, but I don't have budget. So I'm gonna speaker coach your speakers. Ibrahim, what are you going to talk about next week? Great, see you on the stage. That was how I started as a speaker coach. Completely ridiculous. And then I went on a stage because I didn't have budget for a host either. And it was so strange because of course I was scared. I didn't know what was waiting for me up there. But then there's something really interesting happened because I was so in my hum with TED and TEDx. I was so in my space that it felt like coming home. I felt on the stage and I had this feeling of, not because I'm excited to be in the spotlight, but I had this feeling of, hey, this is where I'm supposed to be right now. Because there I'm going to introduce you to 14 amazing people today. And these 14 amazing people have incredible, interesting ideas on how to look at the present, the past, and the future. And I hope you're going to enjoy this. And I was so much in my space that I forgot if I'm good at that or not. And I did very strange things, right? I sat on the corner of the stage because I just felt like doing it. And it felt, the people told me that I gave them this feeling that they were invited to a dinner party in my living room. And that's it was beautiful for me because that's exactly what I wanted to do. I didn't want to have this, here's a stage, they're so smart, here's me, I'm so dumb thing. It's like, this is all us. And that's how it started.
Wow. Wow. And now that's from the first day you stepped on that stage, becoming a coach, seeing people and even connecting people to the TEDx stage, to mount that stage, what do you see and how do you see the communication gap between some of the great people, CEOs, entrepreneurs who are doing great things? And once it gets to time for them to speak, the anxiety, the fear, and sometimes some people lose out. How do you see that, like now, as a coach, looking back?
So I told you I started speaker coaching in a way that's not at all speaker coaching. Other TEDx organizers said, hey, you're speaker coaching your speakers, can you speaker coach mine? And then eventually I was at 100 TEDx events speaker coaching your speakers. And I grew into this, and TED taught me to do this. And of course, you see a lot of things. I would say that about 2,500 speakers I've coached in the last 13 years. And of course, you see a lot of things working, a lot of things not working. But what's definitely not working is when you remove all the fear and you put yourself in a state of I don't care, and you go on the stage and you don't care. Because then you're a very arrogant speaker and the audience wants you to care. The audience loves so much more when you lose your threats because you're so nervous than if you go on a stage and you ignore them as humans and you just speak over their heads.
Yeah.
Right? The audience is very forgiving if they understand and feel that what's happening up there is really important for you. So what I've learned works best for the speakers that I work with, because that's one of the early questions, like, how can I get rid of stage fright? I said, don't. Embrace it. The fear is never a problem. What's the problem is the fear of the fear. The fact that you don't want to be afraid to go on a stage is a problem. Not that you're afraid to go on a stage. Not that you're nervous. Nervous is great. Because nervous means that you go up there and you have antennas. You're empathetic towards the audience. You feel them. And if you don't feel your audience, you're never going to turn into a great speaker. So, yeah, I've seen fantastic people who've achieved so much. And then they go on the stage and they feel miserable. But when you give them this state of, hey, everything is fine, right? Be nervous. That's great. I mean, go on your first date. You want to be nervous, right? You don't want to not care.
Yeah. Right?
You meet someone you haven't seen in many years. You want to care. Everything is so much better if you care. And nervous means you care. So that's a good thing. I don't know if that makes sense as an answer to your question.
It makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense. And sometimes I see all these CEOs and fear. And so it's the fear of not going on stage. So if you are here, you are a CEO, put out that fear. Just go on, figure it out. You make mistakes, but you learn, you get better. So this is the I Am Talk Cast. Yeah, this is the I Am Talk Cast. And we have one partner who is supporting this, and that's Magas Homes. And if you want to build your house, dream house, you can reach out to Magas Homes and they will sort you out for that. So they are located in Ghana and they build across Africa. So Magas Homes is a home for you to create opportunities and build that dream home. This is I Am Talkcast, and you get to hear this live on YouTube. You get to hear this live on LinkedIn. You get to hear this on our popular Facebook and also on TikTok. But then if you are also an ardent lover of podcasts, you get here or listen to this on Apple Podcasts, you get to listen to this on Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, and all the podcast platforms that are available to you. And you also exclusively listen to this interview with the boss man, Nikki, on I Am Radio. That is a 24-hour radio station perfectly for you. And if you also have an organization, you are an individual, and you want to see the world, you want to be inspired by technology, you want new innovations, you want to bring the A game of your mind, of your team, I think Nikki is someone you should reach out to. If you want coaching to speak, if you want coaching for your team to do better, and also if you also want to explore the world and see things happening live at the Silicon Valley. And that is when you need to enroll in the Silicon Valley Inspirational Tours. And he's also a man who, if you maybe you are frequent in Dubai, Europe, and US, you will meet him and you connect with him for serious business. He's been to Ghana for a training program, and we met in Ghana and all that stuff. And you just, this is the man you need to create that opportunity, that rapport to do more. There's more today than that. So, boss man, it's great having you once again. Let me mention that again. And I want to know, what are some of the challenges you've seen? Because you've seen young entrepreneurs who start up, either in Europe, either in Silicon Valley, that's the US, or any part of the world. And you've also mentored a lot of young people to do what they can do. What do you see as the challenge that young people are facing in bringing up businesses in this era?
So I guess there are many challenges, and being enabled and being listened to is one of them. We were both together with the Moonshot Pirate, which is an amazing program, because they don't only surface the smartest kids in the world, but they also connect them with technology leaders, entrepreneurs, venture capitalists, the industry. They have about 15 members in 150 countries, but 15,000, sorry. But there are not 15,000 kids in the world. There are millions in the world. Most of them still do not have access to this. So I think those we're talking to, those we're meeting, they're already so privileged, not because they're meeting us, but because they have found access to all these platforms that help them fully follow their dreams and visions. But there's so much more out there who do not have the access. And I think that's the biggest struggle, and that's the biggest journey, the most important journey, to keep on surfacing the best of what's coming next in the world. That's one part. The other part is those who we're already talking to. I think their biggest problem is impatience. Right. They have an idea and they think in technology. And when you talk to them and said, yeah, here's something that we want to solve and we're going to make an app. And there's so much between this. Yeah. Right. There's so much, like when here's something and we make it, we launch the app is 100 from 0 to 80. We might not even know what the technology shall be. And from 80 to 100, we talk about if it's an app, if it's an interface, if it's whatever, right? If it's a human, if it's a robot, the technology comes last. And I have this feeling that the innovators of the future are a little impatient because they think in technology and they don't really go deep into falling in love with the problem, exploring the problem, looking at the problem from all angles, getting to know the problem better than your best friend, and then figuring out what can we do with which technology. Does it make sense? Wow.
Yes, it makes a lot of sense. And you have founded a lot of organizations, you've worked with a lot of people, and you've listened to a lot of TEDx talks, you've listened to a lot of speeches, presentations and stuff. What's the best advice you've ever had?
So Steve Martin said, be so good they can't ignore you. I think that's a bar. And then you have to figure out for yourself, what does this mean?
Wow.
And I think if you're not starting something where you know for yourself, I'm going to be so good they can't ignore me, right? I'm going to be so persistent. I'm going to be so constant. I'm going to invest thousands of hours. I'm going to sacrifice friendships, relationships, hobbies, right? Wow. If you're not that commitment, maybe you haven't found your home yet. Wow. So I think this grand bar of be so good they can't ignore you, that turned to a standard for me.
Great. Wow. Be so good they can't ignore you. Be so good they can't ignore you. So if you are, whatever you are doing and you are not getting the attention, whether business, whether in sports, whether you want to be in the celebrity world, whether you are an artist and stuff, just be so good. Practice and be so good that they can never ignore you.
And I'm not talking about talent, by the way. It's not about Are you talented? I'm talking about, are you committed?
Committed.
It's important for you.
Great.
Right? Are you for real?
Wow. Wow. I love the commitment part. Because and this is also another school of thought. I've seen a lot of people in my journey to coach people and mentor and stuff. Some come and they feel like they are talented. And you actually see the talent. But in a short while, it's like they fade out. So is it about talent or about commitment?
So if I may chime in on that, it's so interesting because I see so many people being so talented and never becoming really good because talent is a trap because it makes you lazy. Wow. Because you don't have to work hard to be good enough. And then I see people who are not talented at all, but they really want to be there. And they withdraw themselves from people. They work in the late hours when no one is watching them because they're not talented, right? They know that they shouldn't expose themselves in front of the public, right? They play the guitar and it doesn't sound like anything, but they want to be good at that. So they keep on working on it. They keep on invest hours committing, being into this. So as I said before, the talent is not it. Actually, the talent is dangerous because talent might make you lazy.
Talent might make you lazy. Very important. And that is true. Talent might make you lazy. You need to be committed. You need to show up. You need to do what you can always do. This is the I Am Talkcast, and we are with Nikki. So if you want to explore and know more about him, just go on to LinkedIn and you get to see more and more of him. Very soon, we are getting to the apex of our interview and we will have series and series of this. And anytime there's a new project, he has a new project, we'll jump on and do more just for you to be able to grab more of his wisdom, more of his experience, more of his knowledge and stuff. But now, the final question. And this is a question I always ask to all my guests. And that young guy that is somewhere in the rural Ghana, somewhere in maybe in the Netherlands, that young girl, young lady who wants to start, but don't know how to start. Someone who is lacking inspiration, someone who feels like the world has rejected them, someone who feels like they need to be heard. What do you have to tell them? What is the final lapse of inspiration for them?
So there is this saying, your past doesn't determine your future.
Wow.
Where you come from is irrelevant. Wow. But if you're telling me that you are not inspired, I don't believe you. Because when you were 2 years old and you were in a sandbox, don't tell me that you weren't doing something in that sandbox.
Wow.
Maybe since then someone told you that you shouldn't do this, right? Maybe since then someone told you to be serious, grow up, be not a kid anymore. I totally believe all these stories, but I do not believe that you're not inspired. I do not believe that you don't have ideas. The only thing I think is that you've created walls around your ideas to protect yourself from vulnerability, from someone not agreeing with you. But the ugly truth is wherever you go and you do something that the world hasn't seen before, you are going to face headwind. People are going to say this is not going to work. People are going to say you're going to fail. And that's part of it. And when you learn to use this energy as a powerful energy for yourself to prove them wrong, then you're even stronger than before.
Wow. Powerful. Very, very powerful. And these are life lessons that you can live by. These are life lessons that listen to this, download this, listen to this. Whenever you feel like giving up, whenever you feel like you are not enough, just listen to this and that will keep you going. And to let you know that you already have it in you. You are already an inspiration and you can be able to do more of that. So finally, we've come to the end of this. Maybe your final words, if you want them to contact you at any point in time again, you can keep on, let them know again.
I want to tell you one thing. Of course, you can contact me and I'm here and that's great. And thank you so much for having me. But even more to that, you can contact anyone. I've seen this so many times that people feel like, hey, why would a guy like Elon Musk even talk to me? He has 2 ears. He talks to people. And everyone else as well. Most of the humans I know have 2 ears, 2 eyes. They talk to people. And with all the X and Facebook and whatnot, you have technology to make your way towards them. Don't feel humble when it comes to mentors and idols and people you look up to. This is not where you should think that you're not big enough to talk to these people and to listen to these people and to meet these people.
Great. Thank you very much. Thank you for your time. This is the I Am Talkcast, and today we have Nikki Skenny.
Thank you so much.
And he's the founder of Silicon Valley Inspiration Tours. He's also the founder of XO1 and also my School of Thought, an innovation agency. So thank you very much. Thank you for having you, and thank you for giving us your time.
Thank you.